Praise his name. Let's stand together if you would. Let's just bow our heads as we open the service. Lord and Savior. Lord, what a wonderful day. Father, every day we wake, and you grant us health and strength and breath. Lord, it's a wonderful day. Lord, to be able to have that gene of God inside pulling. Lord, that gift from you, we're so thankful. Lord, I know it's nothing I deserve, but your grace in my life, and never want to take it for granted. Lord, may we always give you the glory and honor. Bless each and every one that's made the effort to come out tonight, Lord. Look in our hearts as you walk amongst us. Father, what we have need of, where we can, Lord, draw closer, maybe to prepare us for a test tomorrow.
Yes.
Lord, have your way in everything. We ask all this in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Turn with me, if you would, in our capstone books there. Praise his name. Page 92. I shall know him. Hallelujah. When my life work is ended and I cross the swelling tide, when the bright and glorious morning I shall see, I shall know my Redeemer when I reach the other shore, and his smile will be the first to welcome me. Oh, I shall know him, I shall know him, and redeem by his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the press of the nails in his hand. Oh, the soul-thrilling rapture when I view his blessed face, and the luster of his kindly beaming eye. How my full heart will praise him for the mercy, love, and grace that prepare for me a mansion in the sky. Oh, I shall know him, I shall know him, and redeemed by his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the breath of the nails in his hand. Oh, the dear ones in glory, how they beckon me to come, and our parting at the river I recall. To the sweet vales of Eden they will sing my welcome song, but I long to meet my Savior first of all. Oh, I shall know him, I shall know him, and redeemed by his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, Prince of the nails in his hand. Through the gate to that city in a robe of spotless white, he will lead me where no tears will ever fall. In the glad song of ages I shall mingle with delight, but I long to meet my Savior first of all. Oh, I shall know Saints. Hallelujah. Page 3. Turn with the same little books there. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word. Just to upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I crave Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, pray.
Take my hand.
Let the Lord have his way. Amen.
Let the Lord have his way in your heart every day. There's no peace, there's no rest until the until the Lord has his way.
Something on your heart for him, a need, a request. Amen. Just hold it on your heart as we bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, we count it such a great privilege, Lord, to be able to come before you. It may sound odd to someone that don't know, but Lord, the privilege of being able to prove your word, the grace and mercy you've placed in our hearts that we believe it. We know, Lord, that you do not lie, you do not change. And what you've done for one person, it's all through time. If we meet the same qualifications, Lord, you'll do it again. Lord, I pray, Father, that, Lord, each and every one will have that faith in their heart to reach out and claim what is ours. Lord, look down in our hearts. Lord, you know the needs. Lord, meet them abundantly to you. Lord, of all the goodness, Father, we love you so. And Lord, may we not fail to glorify your name and testify what you've done for us. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Bless the remainder of the service, Lord, that you'd get the glory and honor. Feed us, we pray, and grant to us revelation. We ask this in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. We've got a song tonight, Carol. As we come.
Gracious.
Still in their mother's womb, before one deed was done. Somehow in God's sovereign grace, his elective love chose one. Like Jacob, I too had nothing to say. When he divided the clay, yet here I stand, being every word today. It's just grace. It's been God. It's just grace. It's been God's amazing grace. There's nothing I could ever do or say. No good deed, no merits. There's nothing I can claim. It's just His grace that's holding me.
Stand together, if you will. Sing, of course, only believes. Ask our brother to come.
Only believe.
Of the Lord this evening. Amen. So good to come in with saints of like precious faith and together around God's precious word and asking the Lord just to impart us something this evening that'll strengthen us or encourage us or cause us to press the battle just a little bit harder. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Precious Lord, as we come to this precious time of opening up these scriptures and renewing our minds to these quotes, Lord, we're just humbly asking, Lord, that it won't just be scriptures rehearsed to us, Lord, and quotes reread, but Father, we'll truly let it be spirit and life, Lord, and let it work into our hearts, and Lord, that we would let each and everything that you've said unto us, Lord, become a reality. And Lord, realizing we're facing the last few moments of time, and Lord, all is fixing to wrap up, and what a joy should be in our hearts. And Lord, what a consolation we should be looking for. And Father, we just ask your blessings upon your word this night, that you would just have your way. Bless the hearers, Lord, and bless me to get myself out of the way and just speak, Lord, those things that you have impressed upon my heart. And we'll give you all the glory and the honor that's due you. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. He is truly wonderful. Amen. Just so thankful for what God is doing for us, and so thankful for being with us on Sunday. We feel like we had a wonderful service, and just pray God bless those that heard, and that it'll cause a little spark. And I listened to the service here on the way home, and what a wonderful time. Amen. How we should truly look at what God has given us, and how great it ought to be to us to see it, starting to see the fulfillment of God's word in our lives and in our hearts. While you're standing, if you would, let's turn to John in the 7th chapter, if you would. Just a little exhortation, something the Lord laid upon my heart. Saints, what an excitement ought to be burning in our hearts this day. Amen. Hallelujah. But John in 7 and 37. And in the last days of the great feast, Jesus stood crying, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And he that believeth on me, as the scripture has saith, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. But many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said of a truth, 'This is the prophet.' And others said, 'This is the Christ.' But some said, 'Shall Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem where David was. And so there was division among the people because of him. Amen. May the Lord bless you in his word. You may be seated. Yes, scripture just kind of jumped out and grabbed me a little bit. The Holy Spirit was pressing on my heart to go back and read it. And of course I was just thinking of where Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come. And as I got to reading this, and it just kind of, just think about what the scripture is saying, because it wasn't yet revealed what even Jesus was speaking about. The Holy Ghost hadn't come. And they didn't understand what he was saying, but many had already been following him, looking and listening to what he was saying. But just think about that for a minute. And he says, and many of the people, when they heard this saying of a truth, many said, this is a prophet. And others, this is the Christ. But some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the scripture said that Christ should come from the seed of David, now to the town of Bethlehem where David was? And then there was division among them. And oh my, as we look today at God's precious word, that's truly been delivered to that little bride. It has caused many divisions because of man's lack of understanding and of what Jesus had spoken. I tell you, just to put it back in our hearts, let's just go over here to John, the 14th chapter. Read a very familiar verse. Amen. Just put this in your heart as you think about these things.
Yes.
John and 14, and just start there at that 16th verse. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom this world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, but I will come to you. And a little while in the world will seeth me no more. But ye see me, and because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he that it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself unto him. And that 26th verse, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
Yes.
It's wonderful today for us to be able to read these scriptures.
Yes.
Because God has enlightened our understanding. Mm-hmm. By grace, he sent the prophets, starting in that early church. Paul and Peter began to open up these things that Christ spoke and began to reveal forth, that we may understand the great plan that God had laid out before him here. The foundation being laid and the word of God coming forth. And I want you to think about that. The people that may have been there and heard Jesus say some of the things that he even said. And if you will, just turn with me to the book of Acts. Very familiar scripture. Amen. And Acts and 2 and 38. And as after the Holy Spirit had come down upon them in the upper room, and they come out and the things that were... Peter had went in and was teaching the people and telling them and explaining to them what had happened. And the Holy Spirit being present to reveal the word.
Amen.
Was revealing it to certain hearts that was hungry and looking for the promise. And then think as Peter began to speak, he said, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words he did testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this outward generation. And then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Now notice what happened when they truly received this word. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in the breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, with breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such should be saved. So think about this. When the Holy Spirit began to move and to work in the hearts of men and to show what God's great plan of grace and salvation was, and to see the reality of what he said was, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will come to you. You won't be out here wandering around and striving and not knowing where you're at. But he, as he said, I will teach you all things, bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And saints, we're living in a time to where there's so much confusion, more confusion than there ever was. And you know, God sent a prophet in this age that came to tie up those loose ends according to the scriptures. The mystery of God would be finished. And that work was to turn us back to the faith that was originally delivered. That a people would turn back and be exactly what Jesus Christ said he would have. A bride that would not fail. A bride that would be without spot or blemish, clothed in his righteousness, in his humility, all with his love shining forth from her. Her every action, her heart's desire would be to Jesus Christ and him alone, her husband. Not looking for anything else of this world. The world's lost its glow. You think about this. When the baptism of the Holy Ghost came down, look at these men. They sold their worldly goods, lost all value to them. They didn't care about nothing. They saw one thing. They wanted what Peter was speaking about. The love and the longing to see it made manifest in their hearts of what Peter said would be there. Look at the Holy Ghost working in their lives. All they cared about was seeing that work go forth. Go and read the book of Acts and watch the works of the Holy Spirit in those men down through each person as it works through there and was written for our admonition. Today it's our turn. We're standing here. We're listening to God's precious word. But is it exciting to us? Or have we come to a place to where it's just, we're just kind of, I know it. I know it's there. I know what he said. You know, think about the Pharisees. They knew the law, the letter of the law. They knew every word. They knew just exactly how it was. And let's think about that. Let's just go back and read Mark 7, if you would, with me. Amen. Mark 7, and as Jesus was speaking here, just kind of to catch what he was saying, and it's kind of lengthy, but I like how it just kind of bleeds over here. So we'll start about verse 6. And he answered and said unto them, well hath Isaiah prophesied of you, hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Now I want you to think of today. Yes, we claim to believe Jesus Christ is soon to return. Not just us here, and you got to apply it to ourselves as individuals. So don't think I'm up here condemning you personally, but take God's word and just let's measure ourselves up. Amen. And see if we feel like, are we in the harness, or are we just being drug along by our shirt tails, so to speak? Yes. And he says, hypocrites, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their hearts far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Not the commandments of God. He didn't say that. If they would have stayed with the commandments of God, things would have stayed more in tune. But they had worked, went into their traditions. And look at the traditions that have came over after God sent a prophet. The people heap to themselves their own traditions, their own commandments of their own ways, not what the prophet delivered, not what God delivered. Amen. But they heaped to themselves their own manner of doing and what they felt was serving God. Instead of by faith and the baptism of the Holy Ghost, looking at what God was delivering and crying out for revelation and asking for it to be revealed to their heart that they would see the great plan of God made manifest. Yes. Amen. But they went away with their own traditions. or what they felt because of a situation, we make a little leeway to do this one thing over here, and we'll make a little leeway to do this over there. And slowly, look, it's just amazing. You can look all over this message, and everybody's got a different idea on just little things. Yeah. It's not even a doctrine, but just little things that in their mind, because I think it's okay. But what did God's word say? And that's kind of what's been burning in my heart more as I think on these things, is coming the reality, not of a church, not of a man's idea, not of a creed, but letting it come back to the real truth, baptism of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us back to that place that those people had in the book of Acts. Realizing that the world held no value. It was gone. Nothing down here meant anything. It wasn't about wearing the best suit and preach the best sermon. No, all they cared about was Jesus Christ being glorified and Him being made manifest in their lives. And that's where we're coming back to. But so much as time has went on, and you can see it, churches have just started to pattern themselves after this last day church. Look at when Brother Branham come preaching, and we were and the Pentecostal movement was going on, and you had people having real prayer meetings, people really crying out, maybe just gathering in a home where they could, or an old storefront building, serving God with all of their heart. And then you look out there and see the great big national Pentecostal organization as it moved on with their fancy piano players and their big fine orchestras and their choirs up on the platforms. And now we look down at the people that God called out from all of that and set our feet on a path of righteousness. You see people wanting to go right back to all that they came from, just like the children of Israel when they come out of Egypt. That's right. Wanting to turn back to the things that they once had, just to be entertained, to be exciting, to have a little pleasure. But God has called a people out to be separate. And to be a people that's got a purpose burning in their heart for one thing, and that's to truly see Jesus Christ made manifest in their lives and heart. And the only way that can truly be is with a true baptism of the Holy Ghost, changing our lives and the Holy Spirit on the seat of our throne of our heart to reveal the word to us, that we would follow Him in His fullness and see it made real and alive. He says, "But how be it in vain they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men? For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such things like you do. And he said unto them, full well ye reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your own traditions." Think about it. How many are walking over top of the word of God to keep their own tradition today? But we can't be a people that's caught up in that. We got a people, individuals. Part of that bride called out to hold up the standard. It's not a group affair, but it's an individual love affair between you and Jesus Christ to meet that challenge of the hour. And he said unto them, full well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your own tradition. For Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whoso curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is Corban, that is to say, a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, ye shall be free. And ye suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which ye have delivered, and many such like things you do. Just watch the chain of events here, as he's just told them. Laid the word down the path to them. And when he had called the people unto him, he said unto them, hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from without a man that entereth in him that can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile a man. And if a man have ears to hear, let him hear. Yes. And when he had entered into the house, and when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. Let me see here. Amen. All right. I'm going to stop right there for just a moment. Let me see here what I've got written down here. Amen. But I want you to look at that, the commandments of how, and Jesus giving them the word and showing them the way that it was to be. Yes. And I thought for sure that had that right there. Amen. That's great. Amen. Yes. But it was the part, and it's over. Nope. Let's see here. But just to catch the essence of how they just kept trying. The law of Moses says this. Mm-hmm. Without an understanding. Right. Without a reality. That many times they came to him with the little woman that was caught in adultery. And they come to him right after he's done and told him these things and laid it down to him. And they come to him and then just think as Jesus just began to stoop down and begin to write upon the sand. And just not arguing with him. And I don't know what he wrote in the sand, but it was enough that each one of them walked away. And to think about God's precious word as it's laying here, so many times people are wonderful. They just want to take it and they just want to remember it. And they just want to get to a place they know all about it. And they can quote it, but it ain't got no life to it.
That's right, amen.
And Brother Branham, many times, if you'll go back and start to look, as he began to talk about the mechanics and the dynamics. And today, we see both sides of it. We see the things that he preached then happening today. You got part on this side. All they want to do is, it's quote, 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 quote. And nothing else to it. It's the letter of the law, so to speak. And you got the ones on this side, they want to jump and shout and run all over the church and speak in tongues and think that's the dynamics that he was talking about. And so they split because of the lack of understanding and God's word being truly revealed to them. And I want you to think, as Brother Branham was talking about Moses, and this was a little quote, this is in Looking Unto Jesus. This was preached January 22nd, 64. But he said, Moses looked one day and he seen a pillar of fire and it attracted his attention. This great theologian, he had run with all of his theological training, his understanding by his mother of the word itself, and how and that he was to deliver the children of Israel. But when he tried in his way, he failed. And although his mother had thoroughly instructed him on what to do and what he would do and what God had raised him up for, all this knowledge, as good as it is and is good, but yet it had to be set off. That was only mechanics. But the mechanics ain't what runs the automobile. It's the dynamics that runs it. Mm-hmm. The mechanics don't run the church. It's the dynamics, the Holy Ghost that gets into this word.
Yes.
It's not a seminary that teaches you all the theology and the Greek interpretations. Mm-hmm. But it's the dynamics of the Holy Ghost in there to set that afire and to bring it to pass.
Yes.
And to make it live just exactly what the promised word is for this hour. Not the mechanics, the dynamics. It takes the mechanics and the dynamics, the word and the spirit. They are one that gives life. They are the one that gives life. What God promised for the hour, look for it to be fulfilled. And you must look to him because he is the word. And the only way you can look to the word is to look to him. And look to him, he is the word. And the word promised for this day is to be fulfilled. Noah's time could not be filled in this day. It was only a type. Moses' time and so forth, but this day, that God has promised these things that we're now enjoying, these things that we're now seeing, the world is laughing at. This grace, monumentous power of the Holy Spirit that can change a sinner's heart, that can take a lukewarm church member and give him a testimony that will set the church afire from where he come out of, is the dynamics that got into the word.
Yes.
And you know, we saw a little example of that, of a little Amish girl that's had an experience with Jesus Christ. And she ain't ashamed of her testimony. And she's not afraid to tell you what God's done for her. And what he's doing. And how there's such a love and a full. And she's just so full, she's overflowing. God can still do, he's the same God that was there in the book of Acts.
Amen.
And we put limits on God. We tie him down. And even you young people sitting here, me sitting here, there's higher heights in God that we all can reach.
Yes,
we can put limits on God because, well, I'm not going to get out excited. You're not going to see no tears in my eyes. You're not going to see me cry. You're not going to see, let me see, the Holy Spirit just move me. It ain't about jumping and shouting. It's not about just running all over the church, but it's about letting the Holy Spirit have his way and truly realizing that there is a true promise to the baptism of the Holy Ghost and what it will do for you and in your life.
Amen.
Each and every one of us, it will bring us to that point where this world will lose its value.
Yes.
The politics, everything that's happening around us, the money, it will dim. The property you can own, what you can have, will go away. If you will but seek him first and see that we've been sent for a whole other purpose.
Yes.
But oftentimes we forget we've been sent for a purpose and we've just become church members. We just become, this is the way of life. This is what we do. Just like the Amish did. They come, it's a way of life. We wear dresses, we use horses and buggies, and we're religious. We're doing everything just so-so. But oh, that little sister, she found something outside of what she had been taught. She found a reality to the scriptures that had been left behind. And how that ought to be in our hearts, the reality of the word that's laying before us today. Not just, oh, I heard brother so-and-so preach. I heard it. I went to church. It was good. It was wonderful. But what about a reality in our lives that's bringing the promises to pass?
Amen.
Maybe I got a sickness. God can heal you. God will meet the need. He's ever present. He's there. But do you want it from him? Or are we just content to say, nope, I've got a doctor. I've got this. And that's all good and fine. But where's our desire? Is there a cry in our heart, Lord, I want to be healed for your glory.
Amen.
Lord, show, let my light shine. You called me to walk in this marvelous light, not to be a candle that's hid down here, but to shine forth for your glory.
Amen.
To shine forth that you can have the preeminence in a life of a people. I can be a young person that can truly hold the standard of what God's word said.
Yes.
I can be a set of parents that can truly have a godly home and raise my children in the admonition of the Lord. I can be a wife that's truly under subjection to my husband and be a prayer warrior at home holding up the home. I can be a husband that's ruling my home with love and with respect and making sure it's toeing the mark to God's precious word. And then thus, when people come in, they can feel the sweetness of the Holy Spirit in the home. People want to come and just kick back on the couch and kick their shoes off and sit there with you for a while. Why? Because they can feel the presence, the atmosphere that's been created by you. No, but by the Holy Ghost in your life. Amen. It's a reality. It's every word that's been spoken has a truth and a ring to it. If you'll just see God, let it make it real in your hearts.
Amen.
But it's so easy to serve God by a rule and a regulation. We do this because it's right here. I can read it to you. That's fine. But let the Holy Spirit place it on the inside and you watch the outcome so much smoother.
Yes.
So much more realistic.
Hallelujah.
And watch God get the glory and the honor from it in our hearts and in our lives. But oh my, people have come to serving God out of a tradition. We've lost the reality of what the Holy Ghost can do in our lives. And just look at the Holy Spirit. It's crying out. It's been trying to show us faith. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. Not because somebody told him that you got to do it this way. But it was revealed to him. The Holy Spirit anointing him to show him this is pleasing. And nobody had to force him. It wasn't begrudgingly. No, by grace it was burning in his heart to do so.
Yes,
oh my saints, how we should see such a greater response in our lives.
Amen.
Get excited about what God's doing. Do you realize it could wind up, we could leave this world real soon.
Yes.
The chaos, all this down here. I believe what that prophet said is waiting on the other side. I believe what the scripture said is waiting for us over there. I know it's laying there. It's not a myth. It's not a fable. It's the truth that God has delivered in this age. And somebody's been predestinated to be transformed to the image of his son, that he would have that bride. And oh, this Satan would just get stomped good in the ground to see the reality that my God is the great I am. Amen. And to see him glorified. Oh, my God. Satan has got so many people so whipped, so pressed down. And oh my, you let the Holy Spirit start to speak to them and you can see the relief in them. You can see the hunger. But man has bound them down. Churches has got them bound down. But there's a freedom in the Holy Spirit, not in a certain building, but freedom in Jesus Christ. By one Spirit, we're all baptized into that body. And oh my, you come God's provided way and receive that. And oh, no man will ever hold you down. Amen. It'll take you the way God has set your feet on the path.
Yes.
Amen. I pray you're getting something out of it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's burning in my heart. Sometimes you feel like you just can't. There's so many quotes. There's so many things to read. But I'm praying that as we just speak a few words, these things, the scriptures that we know, the quotes we've heard, God's word is inspired.
Yes.
And how it should just come flooding back into our hearts each and every time.
Yes.
As we go throughout the day thinking on these things.
Yes.
And seeing what God is doing for us.
Yes, sir.
Amen. My God's real. He's alive. Amen. How you can see him moving. But oh, sometimes the life gets rough. Cares are busy. Life's busy. Things are happening. It just keeps seems like it gets worse every day. There's a new task. There's a new opportunity. Something's got to take our time greater. But what about the closeness of the appearing of the Lord? Amen. Brother, we've been hearing that for so long. We don't know when he's coming. Oh, but he said he would come when you least expected it. As a thief in the night, it was going to happen. And I know by the signs of the time, it's getting pretty close. Yes. Amen. Yes. And it may, I don't know how much longer it'll be, but it's getting close. And may we look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. Amen. But oh, he's going to come to those, think of it, he's going to come to those that are looking, loving, and longing his appearing.
Yes.
And oh, so many's got their eyes too much down here on, well, the economy's going to get better and I'm going to get a little more money in my pocket. I think it's going to get a little better if we can elect the right person. Things are going to turn around. I ain't got my eyes on none of that, saints. I don't care. Let them go where they want. Let them have what they will. But by God's grace, let Jesus Christ be seen in me living exactly what he said it would be. I am a delegate from heaven, amen, a pilgrim and a stranger passing through this land. And oh, may we truly give our hearts and lives to Jesus Christ in a way that he would take the full preeminence and the glory of our life.
Yes.
Oh, that we would be a walking epistle, read of all men. Think about that. Jesus was a living word made flesh.
Yes, he was.
And God went in him. And all that was in God, all he poured into Christ. And all that was in Christ, he poured into that church.
Yes, amen.
Oh, think what he can do if we would but surrender ourselves to him. And in the power of the Holy Spirit, ask him, Lord, let me open up my heart, Lord. Don't let me take the blinders off, Lord. Take off the crust. Maybe I'm getting a little crusty. Maybe I'm getting just a little bit old. Or maybe we'll just call it a little bit churchy. We just kind of get a little stale. But Lord, let the power of the Holy Spirit break that off of my heart. Let me get back in the moving of the Holy Spirit, coming in with a cry in my heart. Lord, what do you have for me today?
Amen.
Come in with expectations in our hearts. Lord, speak to me. And oh, look what God can do for you.
Yes,
you think you may have troubles in life. You might be facing all kinds of situations. You might be young, old, middle-aged, and all this is going on. Your mind might be in a turmoil, but get in a prayer closet with Jesus Christ and watch him make the change in your life and use you to his glory. Amen.
Yes.
He's asking. He's pleading for you. Amen. If you will just be yield to his spirit and let him put the firebrand in your heart.
Amen.
Amen. It's not a, it's as I said, we're not inheritance to this message. But by God's grace, he's chosen a people, predestinated and be for this hour.
Yes.
One here, one there, all over this world. And they're hungering and thirsting for Jesus Christ. Not for what a church has to offer, not what man has to offer, but what God has promised in his precious word.
Yes.
And it's a burning challenge in their heart. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments. Amen. We'll save some for another day. Amen. Hallelujah. But I pray it'll put a stir your heart just a little bit.
Amen.
Amen. To look at what God is doing.
Amen.
And don't, you know, as I was thinking, our precious brother Billy Paul passing away. And already, you know, both sides, because of things he said. You got the movement that says it's a cult. They've already put out their videos. You got the people that are... they've went to making excuses for why God, it hasn't happened yet. And maybe why he was mistaken in something that he said. Already, Satan has already entered in trying to deviate and to tear down. But God delivered the word to the bride. And that's the thing, is keep your eyes on Jesus Christ and what he said and what he delivered to you as a personal relationship. You watch it take you through and bring the understanding to all the things that's been spoken and said.
Yes.
But it's so easy in man's traditions to start down a path of, well, this is that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, God means exactly what he says.
Amen.
And it will come to pass exactly the way he said it would. And we'll see it word made manifest if it was thus saith the Lord and in the word here that's been spoken.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
But God is moving, saints. He's looking for that little bride to stir her heart, to get her moving. It ain't going to be great big bunches. You ain't going to see big masses moving, but here and there, there's a spark. There's a light starting to shine. And if you, by grace, can be one that can shine forth a light to someone, oh, how great it would be to know that your candle lit somebody else's flame. Amen. And oh, just be so sweet, just like an old honey pot, as Brother Branham spoke about that bear. getting around it. They just wanted to get another lick. And oh, may we be a people that's that sweet. May the union of the Holy Spirit and the keeping our this little place as we gather in, keeping that soberness and the seriousness here, protecting the sanctuary to give the Holy Spirit a timid place to abide. And make sure that we're given all opportunity for Jesus Christ to have his way in everything we do and say. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Are you happy?
Amen.
Amen. Wonder if we couldn't sing that little chorus, I'm one of them. Amen.
Amen.
Pray that's burning in our heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, Brother Kevin, you may have to help me.
One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. They were gathered in the upper room, all praying in his name. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost, and power for service came. Now what he did for them that day, he'll do for you the same. I'm so glad. Amen. Hallelujah.
One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them, one of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Amen. So glad, aren't you? Amen. And again, we realize, though, it is definitely by grace and mercy. You know, and you see that more and more as each day goes by and the things that's going on and the condition of the world, condition of the church. You can definitely, just makes you so thankful for the grace of God in your life. Amen. Nothing that we could have done, and we know we're realizing more now that we're in the hour and time that the Holy Ghost is going to be expressed in people's lives. Those that truly have it, it will be expressed. And all those that doesn't have it, it'll express their hypocrisy, their unbelief, their put on, and all the nonsense they want to hang on to the world with. They'll hang on to it, but the true little elected will express, because Christ said he would do it in this hour. He spoke through that prophet, and she will declare to this nation, this people, that Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. Aren't you so thankful? So good to know the truth of this hour and know what God is doing by his grace and mercy. Lord, just draw us closer to thee. Amen. Whatever it takes, Lord, not my will but thine be done. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, we are so appreciative to see and understand grace and mercy in our lives. We come to a time now, Lord, that we can see that it has to be you that lives it through us. It's you that has to be in control, not our flesh, not our carnal thinking, but Lord, the Holy Spirit at work in our lives. And we just ask, Lord, in hearing the message like tonight, that you'd stir our hearts, Lord, and Father, to stir a greater determination in our lives, in our hearts, and Father, a greater desire to serve you, a greater desire to see you work in our lives, and the works of the Holy Spirit be made manifest. May that be the desire in our hearts, Lord. So we appreciate the word tonight and so thankful for all that you're doing. Just asking once more now that you just keep us safe on the highways as we travel. And Lord, bring us back again the next appointed time if you should tarry. Lord, may we come again just expecting you to speak to our hearts and help us, Lord, to conform to it. We ask it through your glory and honor in the name of thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. May God richly bless you. Be careful. Yes,
sir. Before I forget, I just want to let everybody know, Lordsville Sunday, we'll have a few visitors. So there's several of us that we just kind of talk. We're just going to make a soup or a stew or something.
Okay.
If you want to eat up